Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, it is the court card. Were you snoring during Adele?
I'm sorry, I just, all the pep in here.
Today's best music mix, Y98. And Cashman, your first code word for $1,000, 8 times a day, between 9 and 5. That code word this morning is coming at 9:20, less than 2 hours away. But first, it's time for Am I Weird Wednesday? We do this every Wednesday around this time. We've gotten a lot of weird stuff from you. We do weird stuff too, and we're not afraid to admit it. And then we ask you, honestly, are we weird?
I think pretty much every week we have said that people weren't weird.
No, yeah, I think
for
you're right.
These things. I think every
yeah, we haven't found one where we're like, you need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's one that I came across yesterday that's kind of gone viral, and it's blowing up the interwebs because people are pretty divided. So I'm very curious through our text line, you know, what people are going to think about this. Well, and I kind of want to bounce it off you. There was a survey about women and giving birth and how a lot of them, before they go to the hospital to have the baby, like get a manicure or a pedicure, and they're definitely putting makeup on and getting their face done before they have this baby so that they look good in pictures that get posted to social media.
And I think the pedicure is for
your doctor.
You just don't want to have some gnarly feet.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's for you. It's not.
There's
right.
Also some other stuff you could take care of too, but we're not going to get into that.
So they're talking about all of these things.
Yes. So, but mostly the applying makeup before you give birth. Some people are like, I just want to have pictures that I, you know, it's a happy moment. You want to look at that picture all the time.
All right. So what? Are people saying that's dumb to do? Because I think it's, who cares?
Right. They're saying
let them
the
do
mom,
what they want to do. They're having the baby.
They're right. Saying it's vain because they're saying it's weird because the mom is vain and it's not about you. It's about this baby.
All right. Tim, what do you think?
I think it's okay.
Okay.
I think whatever makes the mom
yes,
feel
I agree.
Good and confident, she should
Lance,
go for it.
What do you think?
I agree with Tim. I think it's the same thing. If it makes you feel good, do it.
I totally agree. Especially nowadays, more moms kind of know when they're going to have the baby. You know what I mean? You have a little more time to prepare. Especially if you have a scheduled C-section.
Yes, you're right.
So, you know, hey.
Look and, good.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man.
Look, Courtney, you don't care.
I know. You know what? You're having the baby. Do whatever you want.
I feel like it's just
stop judging. I mean,
another
I judge
reason,
a lot.
It's another reason for people to be outraged. And when I had, with Finn, I like was not ready. And all of a sudden it was like go time. No time for makeup. They were like, don't sneeze before the doctor gets here because this baby's going to pop out.
Right.
And so with Nora, as soon as I went in, I put my makeup on right away. And they're like, you're going to be here for a while. I said, oh, last time it happened immediately. And within an hour, I had her. And they were like, oh, my God, you were so smart to put that makeup on.
I'm sure our moms thinks it's silly.
It's a little
silly.
Right.
It's like, all about social media, really.
Right?
And whatever you feel comfortable with and however you want to look in your picture. Some people wear makeup, some people don't. Leave them alone. Stop judging.
All right, so we're good. We're all good on that. Now we have a listener, Am I Weird?
Am I Weird from a listener? This person writes, I only eat one thing at a time on my plate. I have to eat all the veggies, then all the potatoes, and then all the meat. Am I Weird?
Well, I think it's weird, but it's what you do. I mean,
like, I don't know anyone who does that. I mix everything up like immediately. Like if I could dump my whole plate in a blender for
you mix every. Now that's weird.
Depending
too.
On what it is, I like every bite. I like every bite on my fork to have a little bit of everything on it.
Agreed.
And then I'll stir stuff up a lot too. And then you have all other people who maybe don't eat them in order like this, but they're very strict with the boundaries.
They can't touch
on their plate. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. When they're like seven.
I think lots of adults are like that.
So my husband, when he was a kid, could not have anything touching. He had to have one of those divider plates, and he ate everything in order. Like, first he ate his peas, then he ate his mashed potatoes, then he ate his meat, or whatever order.
I will save the last bite of something I like the most for my last bite.
That makes sense.
If I have like a three different things, I'll make sure my last bite will be the thing I like the most out of the three things.
I'm also really big on portioning it so that every bite is the same ratio. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I don't want to have one of one thing left. I want to complete them all at the same time.
Yes. I think everybody has their own eating idiosyncrasies, and a lot of them carry over from when you were a kid, whether it's not having any of your food touch, eating things in a certain order, making sure every single thing is on your fork at the same time.
What's your weird eating thing, Lance?
I was going to say kind of, you know, it was sort of a question for Tim because I noticed I do this too because I do it differently every time. But I noticed that if I'm enjoying a particular thing, one thing out of many on my plate, I will make sure that I have the most of that left. So I'll eat everything else and have like a good size chunk of whatever it is I'm enjoying the most.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I know, but I was typing up an app.
Why, you care about Tim, what he does more than me? I don't blame you.
Am I Weird Wednesday has turned into Am I Your Favorite Wednesday? Yeah. And the answer is no.
Send us your Am I Weird questions. 314-531-9898.
I got one other weird thing I do.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Anything I'm holding in my hand, I don't eat the last bite. Because I think it's because my fingers have been on it, which is weird even if I've cleaned them or whatever. If it's a sandwich, a hamburger, whatever. Huh. The part that is in my fingers, I will throw away.
What?
Yeah.
That's
every time.
Like an ice cream cone? You don't eat the bottom of the ice cream cone?
That, I would maybe 50-50.
Right? But what about an ice cream sandwich?
I would throw away the last bite.
You would?
100%
on
pizza. That one.
Wow. Mm.
A lot of times I would throw away the last bite.
Do you eat the crust anyway?
The bones are the best.
I do eat the crust.
Normally you do, okay.
Yes.
I think we need to buy you some wet wipes so you can clean your hands right before
I don't know what it is.
And it's weird gloves.
Because my grip changes throughout the
That
meal.
Would be weird if Tim had eating.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.